Good songs there. Good. Here's another one that's road tested, and another one that I just got to say, having it on the album, and I've come to realize listening to you talk that I didn't know when each of these definitive versions were recorded in time with respect to the tour.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a great version of Surfing in a Hurricane.
Well, yeah, I mean, Surfing in a Hurricane, I mean, that's Will Kimbrough when I said, bring me what you got. That was one of the things he had. And it originally was called Body Surfing in a Hurricane. But again, you know, both of us, we knew the geography of the location so well. From this time, you know, the first song, Nobody From Nowhere, it was two different versions of two different stories that were kind of inspired by the same song. But on Surfing in a Hurricane, I mean, I know Highway 59 off of 98 to Gulf Shores, we both spent our misspent youth on. And it was, I mean, Will was not a surfer, and but he was a body surfer, so that's, we would wait around and we'd get drunk and wait for hurricanes to come. I mean, it sounds kind of dangerous now, and it probably was, but that's what we did. It was kind of part of growing up down there. And you'd go down because that's the only time you ever saw waves. And as an early surfer, that we was, you know, I had no means but only dreams to get to Hawaii and California. So we had to do with what we had locally. And I found out in the many years after that, I've been lucky enough to travel the world looking at waves and surfing on waves and finding other people that felt exactly the same way that I did. And probably the majority of the people out there surfing don't live in the meccas of surfing. They grow up surfing Long Island or the Jersey Shore or Florida when there's a hurricane, you know, but still with that vision of those places like Australia and Pipe and anything else. So the fun thing was, not only was this road tested, this was surf tested. So when we were in the process of writing, I'd go out and take the demos out and take them out to my little surf spot and test them. And they worked. So, and I'd run back home and then we'd kind of, you know, I'd get out and I'd surf and I'd sing the song to myself and I'd say, this will really work as good background for surfing. So it was fun. It was fun to play with that as much as write it. So, here we are, you know, growing up on the Alabama shore, not the Aloha State. It finally paid off.
Surfing in a Hurricane, Jimmy Buffett on Radio Margaritaville.
I feel like going flashed in my eyes. We swam out to the sandbar in the dark, howling at the moon and cutting at the shark. I made the first drop and my cojones were in my throat. Then the second wave launched me like a rocket, that's all she wrote. Upside down, water on the brain, hand on the bottom but feeling no pain, screaming like a demon, paddling out again. I feel like going surfing in a hurricane. I feel like making love in the pouring rain. I ain't afraid of dying.
Yep, you captured the fun in that one. Surfing in a Hurricane.
That's a great guitar round, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's Will's and the Will and Pete surf guitarist to death on that one. I could even stand more. I thought about putting more in, but we'll go with what we got now.
It's awesome. little Pipeline, you mentioned Dick Dale and yeah. Ventures, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Got them all in there. Yeah.
Yep, sure do.
All there is to do now is do the surf ballad, then I'll be done.
Yeah, I take that. Yeah.
Yeah, there's only two surf arrangements, fast and slow. We've covered fast, so you know, I got a mission there. Slow surf.
Well, you did in my room, but that's not the subject matter. Isn't surf? But
no, that's just the Beach Boys. That's, yeah. There's nothing much into that. I think that's about being psychotic, isn't it?
It's about putting your feet in a sandbox while you play your piano.
Yeah, but Brian got out of there. Good going, Brian.
Yep.